of course, smoking now. Oh, my God. These radical non-smokers. Oh, they don't even make sense anymore. They say things like, well, the secondary smoke is worse than the original smoke. Well, based on that, you might as well smoke. But they are going to do it, ladies and gentlemen. They are going to put the cigarette business out of business. And when they do, all these people are going to be thrown out of work. And of course, do you think the non-smokers, when they win this battle, do you think they're going to sit back? Do you think they're going to say, job well done, and forget about it? No. They've got to find something else. They got to find something new to complain about. Something that you enjoy that they're going to take away from you. And you do know what's next, don't you? Red meat. I predict within 1 year every restaurant will have a meat-eating and a non-meat-eating section. Because that's how it starts. Let's share. Then what happens? I can't eat my food. He's making me sick. Look, he's eating that ribeye. I'm sorry, sir. You'll have to eat that ribeye outside. You're going to be passing restaurants, people standing outside. Chewing into that meat. Hey, this is forecasting itself because you already see it on television. You see it happening right here. I mean, I've had people walk over to where I'm eating, you know, and point at my steak and go, ooh, how can you eat that dead animal? Barbecue sauce, that's what I tell them. Right kind of barbecue sauce, you're gonna eat roadkill, by God. And they're on all the shows now. They're on all the shows, vegetarians. It's not natural to eat red meat. Bullshit. You're a carnivore. Your teeth are designed for the ripping and tearing of flesh. I heard one guy say, bacon and eggs takes 5 years off your life. Fucking take it. It's worth the smell alone to me. And then they go, well, red meat will make you fat. Now, let me tell you something. Red meat doesn't make you fat. Pie doesn't make you fat. Cake doesn't make you fat. Ice cream don't make you fat when you eat like a goddamn pig. That's what makes you fat. Now, nobody says that anymore, you know, because we don't want to be insensitive. You see these shows, they got 800-pound people on. It's an emotional thing. It's a hereditary thing. Hey, you're a goddamn pig. Now, there's nothing wrong with being fat because I'm getting there. But don't bullshit me and don't bullshit yourself. This isn't hereditary. This isn't emotional. This is beer. Oh.